The food pantry is open every Wednesday afternoon at the Salt and Light Ministry, just off I-74 in Champaign's Dobbins Downs neighborhood. Volunteers are busy filling shopping baskets with food.
Three chickens.
Yeah, 15 to 20 pounds of non-perishables, plus frozen meat, some fresh produce, and bread, go each Wednesday to households meeting federal poverty guidelines. About 250 households a week, up nearly 25% from a year ago. Black, white, and Hispanic, the people stand in a long line that snakes through the Salt and Light building, past the clothing giveaway area, and down a hallway. One young man, Robert Wood of Urbana, says he's standing in line for the first time.
I've been kind of scrimping by on like plasma donations and my job for the past year to kind of make ends meet. Anyway, my 2 weeks ago, pretty much at Rope's End, and I had asked my church for some assistance, and they not only did they help me out with some assistance, but they referred me over here.
While Robert Wood is a first-timer, Joyce Cooley, waiting further up the line, has made Salt and Light one of her food pantry destinations for the past few years. Cooley is a widow who depends on food pantries to supplement her Social Security. She says Salt and Light has been a godsend to her.
It'll probably last me 2 weeks. And sometimes I go to the Community Service Center in Rantoul and they help me, you know, so... This place is really nice, you know, you can get everything you need when you come here. And
the other food pantry that Joyce Cooley visits isn't able to provide as much food.
I hope you can make it home with this, because I don't want you to have scrambled the time you get home.
The Community Service Center limits its food allotment to an emergency supply meant to feed an average-sized family for 3 to 5 days. Households can only pick up food once a month. But like Salt and Light, the Community Service Center's food pantry is seeing more people than ever. Executive Director Andy Kolchitsky points to a string of plant closings and cutbacks in the Rantoul area, the Meadowbrook Pork Plant, Collins and Aikman, as a factor that's bringing more people to their door.
Lots more first-time people. That's significantly increased. I couldn't quote you a percentage, but it seems like every week, somebody comes in saying, I never thought I'd be coming in here asking for assistance, but here's my story. And that seems to occur over and over again. And it's something I've only seen on such a regular basis in the last 6 to 8 months.
More people coming to food pantries means food pantries are getting more food from food banks. These private, nonprofit food warehouses are the main suppliers of groceries to emergency food programs. For instance, the Eastern Illinois Food Bank supplies charities in 14 counties from its warehouse on the north side of Urbana. Food pantries and other programs pay a handling fee, not the actual cost of the food. The food bank warehouse has a lot of food, on shelves, on pallets, and kept cool in 2 refrigeration units. But staff member Andrea Rundle points out the impact of the growing demand from food pantries during a recent tour.
But then we have a lot of racks that are empty over there, and we have this huge aisle, and you can see all the way back to the back of the building back there. We should not be able to set up like a roller skating rink in here. We should have this place packed. We don't get enough donated food in to keep it packed right now.
Rundle isn't talking about the groceries people donate through food drives, but the drop in donations from the big food companies like Kraft and SuperValu, which have local facilities in Champaign-Urbana. The reason isn't the economy, but dramatic improvements in inventory practices over the past 2 to 3 years. Food Bank Executive Director Jim Hyers says those companies no longer have as much surplus or salvage product to give away.
We don't blame them for doing that. They're doing what they need to do for business sake. So just we have to be far more creative than we were 3 or 4 years ago.
Hyers says food banks have filled the gap by buying more groceries on their own at below market prices, thanks to an increase in cash donations. They're also getting more free food from the Federal Agricultural Commodities Program. Meanwhile, there's a particular bright spot for at least one food pantry. The director of the Salt and Light Ministry, Nathan Montgomery, was chosen by the TV reality show Extreme Makeover Home Edition to have his tumble-down house in Philo completely rebuilt and redecorated. Salt and Light staff member Scott Althoff says the resulting media attention has led to a dramatic increase in food donations. enough that plans for possible cutbacks in food pantry service have been replaced with plans to provide more groceries to everybody who comes. Althoff hopes the increase in giving is not just a temporary spike.
We hope, because of the extra publicity we had, that people know what we do now. They know that we're helping folks that are struggling with resources, that they will remember us, you know, 2-3 months from now. And then when the show airs, I think we should see an influx of visibility as well.
But Althoff says while they've found a donation windfall, they're also getting more calls at Salt and Light seeking food assistance. Andy Kochitsky of the Community Service Center says the demand for emergency food is bound to slow down once the economy improves. But he says the number of people coming to them for help with groceries has grown so much in the last 3 to 4 years that it could still be high once the economy picks up. In Kochitsky's words, the valleys are higher than what used to be the peaks. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.